picture description advanced. It's an idyllic picture of a peaceful moment at a hairdresser's salon. An adorable little boy is getting a haircut and he isn't making a scene. Who this peaceful behaviour can be credited to, we don't know. The boy's mother must have made good background work to prepare him for the experience, or simply he still doesn't know that most children dread a hairdresser's place. However hard hairdressers try to do their best to make their children comfortable with having their hair cut, kids keep being anxious about the whole situation. While going to a hair salon is a pleasant and rewarding experience for most adults, especially women, a visit to the hairdressers is usually a nightmare for children. They don't like the sight of scissors, combs, and hairbrushes, and they are terrified that a stranger will wash their hair. A visit to the hairdresser is like going to the dentist. It doesn't necessarily hurt, but it's a dreaded process anyway. If this little boy were a girl, he would probably not sit in the hairdresser's chair at the moment because his hair length is inappropriate for a little boy, but is still perfectly acceptable for a little girl. Expectations towards male and female children are different. What's acceptable for girls is often unacceptable for boys. These customs of what is acceptable and what is not are rooted in the cultural traditions and are handed down from generation to generation. Children learn them at home and consider them a norm everyone should keep. They are kind of taught to be prejudiced towards those who are different from the average and to not tolerate differences and children who do not seem to fit in. Little boys aren't supposed to have long hair. It's not socially accepted. So even if their mothers may be sorry for them, little boys are sooner or later taken to a hair salon to have their hair cut for the first time in life. The first experience with the hairdresser sets the tone for many years to come. If it's a pleasant and peaceful experience, it will create good memories, and the next visit to the hairdresser will hopefully be a nice one too. But if something unpleasant happens on the first occasion, then the kid and the parents will face a bumpy road considering their future visits to have their child's hair cut. They are in for a lot of fights and noisy scenes until the child is old enough to accept that what must be done must be done, however hard he tries to avoid it. This angelic little boy seems to be enjoying his first haircut, so probably he won't dread coming back to the nice hairdresser next time when he needs a haircut again.